I'm doing one.
So...
Hi everybody, we're here again for another BBS radio program. And as BBS says, we're coming in live. So we're here live, and if you're on an archive, we're probably still live because you're hearing us. So we're live to you. So here we go. Today is September 15, 2014. And we're going to do a show today about maybe just sample healings, conditions, and things. So we haven't got a name for the show typically, but we could create something, I think. Do you have any ideas, Elizabeth, before we get started?
Yeah,
here?
I was thinking about maybe, you know, drive-bys on the healing highway. But or maybe like what is that when you stop on the highway? Roadside rest stops on the healing highway? Healing stops? Healing exits, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. So let's do a clearing here for if you have any stuff that's going on in your life, we'll clear one of those stuff things out. So think of a situation, condition, that you fell into, got perpetrated on, or that you caused yourself, but now you have anxiety or traumas or sadness, whatever that emotion is. And we'll clear that. So think of that one issue. Here we go. And it could work with pain, too. Maybe you were doing something, creating something with a hammer and some nails, and, you cut your finger or the hammer hits your thumb or something. So here we go. We'll see if we can help you out with that. And maybe you're beating yourself up because you caused that situation, because you were maybe out of your body, or somebody said, hey, over here, I need some help, and you're looking and you're in motion of doing something, and you wonder, well, should I have paid more attention to what I was doing? Did the person cause it? Is it their fault? I'm blaming them because my finger hurts because I got my concentration taken away. But whatever it is, whatever your issue is, here we go. So think of that right now. And here we go. So releasing that one situation. One, two, three, four, and five. Boy, that one's pretty heavy. I don't know. Somebody out there has some stuff. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And everybody, now we'll bring up the light beam. And so bring peace into your room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. All right. So let's, continue on with the program here. So I'll turn it over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Ron, and thanks for the light being charging with peace energy, and also for the sample, because I know a lot of people have kind of stuff left over from the weekends on Monday. So, yeah, as Ron said, we are live tonight on BBS Radio Station 1, and it's our 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern show. And we thought it would be a good idea to talk about a lot of the clearings tonight that Ron offers on creationlightship.com. And if you're new and you're just joining us, you can check that website out. And there's a lot of really great information, testimonials, introduction to the lightship, ascension information, all kinds of online healings that you can check out. And also links to our questions and answers document if you have further questions. Maybe you'd like to check that out after the show, as well as a link to Ron's YouTube videos and our Creation Lightship Wikipedia page. So all those things are there for you to enjoy and to use and to educate yourself on your own healing journey. And so tonight we're going to talk about a lot of different clearings, and we're going to kind of do some samples and hopefully kind of maybe talk about the clearings in groups and how they can sort of support each other and relate to each other, and how you can kind of use them to clear away these negative energies, negative densities that are on your lifetime timelines. So also wanted to say that we just finished the second day of the 8-hour healing intensive, which was yesterday, all day Sunday. And you can find out more about those at the top of creationlightship.com. These are special 8-hour intensive conference calls, which you can attend live or as a registered absentee, and they're wonderful. You get the lightship healing energy for a very extended period of time, all month long, and you get water activation and lots of physical healings. They're very wonderful. So, Ron, we have like a whole bunch of clearings that we could talk about. And I thought maybe we could talk about maybe we could start off with some things that sort of relate to the empathic body.
Okay, so let's see here. Well, I guess the empathic body would be, how's that going to relate to you? So somebody who's really sensitive, that could bring up a sensory body. So we got empathic body, if you're sensitive to stuff, sensory body. So what do you do when you walk into a room and you feel energies around you and maybe your hair stands up on end and you know you shouldn't be there? So what body are you using? Or what clearing after you left that event do you need to do on yourself because you felt that you've been slimed? So that's another clearing you could probably use there. And then we got the, that's under, I believe the word alien slime body, I think, and then alien web coat. The web coat is how they put this spider web around you, and that's kind of yucky. So I guess, well, what other clearings do we have? Can you think of anything else?
Feeling body, Ron, or psychic attacks.
Okay, so let's do
those. Kind of grouped together with the empathic body. So far, I think we have a good selection here. You said empathic, sensory, feeling, and psychic attacks.
Okay, then we also got the slime and the web coat.
Oh, slime and web coat, yes.
So,
that is correct.
So this is if you have that situation, you go somewhere and you just feel awful, and you come home and you don't know what to do because, you know, you've been, attacked by something or in a sense something's hanging on to you. And you don't know how to shake it off. That's what these clearings are for. So here we go. Once you give me the first one, you can check them off there, and we'll do a sample for that.
How about
everybody at the time that maybe they went to their church service or whatever they went to, or you know, their hair stood up on end, or you know, you know what it is yourself when you think back. Oh, I shouldn't have been there, you know, and what happened to me? So you gotta, and it could still be with you. You know, you can go back your whole lifetime and think of one event. That energy is still hanging on you. So think of that, everybody, and we'll do these different clearings for that one particular event. So let's do the first one there. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Should we start with empathic?
The sample.
Okay, so should we start with empathic?
Yeah, that's good. So here we go.
Okay.
So this is your one situation for the empathic body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next one.
Sensory.
Okay, releasing that energy. 1. Oh, geez. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
And feeling body.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
And web coat.
I'm yawning. Hang on.
Okay.
I'm
yawning too.
Web coat, alien web coat. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
And I guess maybe psychic attack.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
And that's everything we have from that group.
Well, let's do
but
the slime one.
Slime. Slime, okay.
Slime, yeah. You're dripping with snot. Slime. Here we go. So,
yikes.
great visual, right?
Oh, and alien energetic slime body coat removal.
Yeah, that's it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go.
Okay. So, Ron, if it's okay with you, maybe we can read a little bit about these on the air, the slime body and the web coat.
Sure, if you want. Yeah, that'd be great if you want to
pull
those up.
Yeah, they're a little different, and it's very interesting because if you go to these clearings, so the first one Ron mentioned is the alien energetic slime body coat removal, and the description is slime coating is an invisible clear layer of alien energy. It is an active, conscious life form. It covers our bodies, clogs our chakras, and is in our heart, lungs, and blood. We all have this energy with us, and therefore we need it cleared. Plants and animals are dealing with this slime energy also, so if you wish, you can clear your pets, other animals, or plants. The slime coat removal will take approximately 6 hours. On the healing page, there are 6 radio buttons consisting of chakra clearing, heart clearing, lungs clearing, blood clearing, skin misting water, and spirit light infusion. So there's also an archive from the BBS show on August 4th, 2010, which you can listen to. And that is pretty incredible clearing. So the alien web coat removal, it's actually called alien energetic web coat removal and oxygen infusion. And this is really interesting, too. And I know a lot of people have described feeling like this. So this is based on from what people have told Ron from their own experiences. The alien energetic web coat removal is a very energizing, peaceful, and relaxing clearing. It removes the alien energetic web coat, which is a living life form. Again, it's another living life form wrapped around us, suffocating our body and preventing us from breathing, like being in a musty room. The web coat is a claustrophobic energy. It has very low energy, so you couldn't really see it move. It looks like a grayish-brown steel wool or a spider web, a very dense spider web. Each layer may be a different color because a different alien race may connect with each layer. Aliens can sell each other the layers, etc. Note that aliens do exchange technologies with each other. It forms away from the body. It is in the auric energy field emitted by our body, and it is not attached to the body. It is around 1/2 inch away from our skin. So it's made up from different energetic layers. Most people have around 12 layers total, but some people have 20 layers. Each layer is around 1 inch thick, so the web coat is usually 1 foot thick. All of the layers of the web coat make you feel like you are wearing a heavy coat. So, Ron, I hear people talk about this all the time, about how they are stressed out, how they feel like they're bogged down, burdened, like they're carrying this heavy load. I actually hear people say that all the time, like, oh, Lord, my load is heavy. And what they really should probably be saying is, my alien energetic web coat is heavy.
Yeah, probably so.
Very interesting.
I hope we didn't lose anybody so far on the radio program.
Hopefully not. The archive date someone was asking on the fast chat. So the archive date from the slime body removal is August 4th, 2010. And that is where Ron explains that whole clearing. All right, so maybe we should move on. I just felt like it was important to explain those two because I think that they are these clearings which could possibly be like a deeper cause of maybe why you're having problems in your life and you don't know why. You know, if you're willing to go deeper and kind of see what's going on there, that's probably a good place to start if you've already done your whole lifetime emotional clearing.
Okay, what can we do next here?
So the next kind of group we have was anxiety or anxiousness, and you have an extreme anxiety clearing, Ron, and also like a depression clearing, a depression release clearing.
Okay, so let's do that one here. So here we go. Extreme anxiety. If I put that one up, that's for people that do have a lot of stuff happening. Everybody think of an incident. And tuning in here. Here we go. Releasing that one thing from you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and the other one is depression. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. You know, the moment a little hard to always remember, so unless I write it down. So here we go, depression. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, here we go.
And you know what else I'm thinking, Ron? We had mentioned this earlier, maybe the fear body. Because if you're feeling anxious and depressed, there's probably some fear going on there as well. So I think those might be a good trio to do. Anxiousness, depression, and then fear.
Okay, so here we go. Fear. So releasing that one for your one situation there. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke.
Okay, great. So it seems like people are actually really liking this. One person has a question, would extreme anxiety cover post-traumatic stress disorder? Or PTSD?
I think it would help. You know, the way the clearings work, you don't know where your energy is stuck, okay? It's in one of those bodies, or it could be in, you know, five bodies. So you got to start someplace of where you think you're dealing with something, you know, your situation, your condition. So do that, and then see what happens after that.
Okay, yeah, it can be like peeling an onion. There are many layers, and you have to kind of peel back the layers until you find out what is at the kind of the root cause of that. So people are saying this is very interesting, and it seems like the sample clearings also should mention if you have a reaction to any of these sample clearings and you'd like to send us a testimonial, you can send that to clsquestions@yahoo.com, clsquestions@yahoo, and you can also type a question or a reaction to one of the samples that Ron does into the fast chat. And also, if you check the fast chat, there's a lot of announcements there too. So maybe it would be a good idea, Ron, for everybody to walk around and check out their body and then let us know how you're feeling in the fast chat after, because Ron did quite a few samples here already. I think we've done more than like 6 or 7. And it's a good idea to check in, see how you're feeling, walk around, stretch a little, notice any differences or changes in your body, and then let us know on the fast chat how you're feeling. And I should also mention, if you're looking for any of these clearings that we've mentioned or Ron has mentioned, you can go to the creationlightship.com homepage, and right above the healing login on the left-hand side, you could just type a keyword into that search box. Like if you type depression, you'll get all of the depression healings. If you type anxiety, you will get all of the anxiety clearings, including the extreme anxiety clearing, which Ron mentioned earlier. So the anxiety body and extreme anxiety, they should all come up there.
That's very good. Yeah, I'm thinking some people might have, well, just slightly sideways here, but let's say that, for instance, you're sitting now, you broke your arm and you're sitting in the doctor's office to have it reset, and it's a lot of pain. So what's going through your mind? You're probably going through the process of how stupid I was to have this situation happening to me. I shouldn't have done this. And then maybe why did I do this? Okay, so that's another way of looking at yourself in the midst of your worst trauma, worst pain or whatever, and look and see what body is causing that. Because you're right now, you're in that body, and it brought it to you. So that's one way you can kind of maybe sample something. So you may want to go back if, you know, you had a situation like that. And because you're, you know, normally, say, an hour before that situation, you're doing fine. Everything was great. You know, it's like that song of Cher, if you can turn back time. And you were great an hour before that happened. And what happened to me? Why did it, what's going on, you may want to look at that on your situations to see how that energy happened, what did you do wrong, in a sense, because everybody, I'm sure as you talk about it now, or I'm talking about it, everybody is in a situation and they wonder how it came to them, so you may want to look at that going back in hindsight. And even if, and if you had something happen more recently that's, really, really bad, look at it. But anyway, everybody is in that situation many times in their life. And, that's a clue to what body is bringing you to that and what other energies are bringing it. Is your soul family? Is it the aliens? You need to look at that to get a clue about where you are. Because, remember, light doesn't cause problems. Only the darkness does. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And I feel like that's a great segue into our next rest stop here. Because we have been talking about timelines, and especially if you feel victimized or a trauma. And we also talked about reoccurring events. So since we mentioned anxiety and PTSD, those, if we were to group those three clearings together, they might be very effective in dealing with that.
Okay, so let's do a sample. So what should I do first?
How about trauma?
Oh, okay, here we go. So trauma. So
trauma,
releasing
body.
That from you. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And traumas can come, very easily, You could turn on your computer just to do your stuff normally in the daytime, since most people have computers that they use. And then all of a sudden, that little circle keeps going and going. And now you're in trauma because it takes you a long time to get out of that little circle.
Yeah, the rainbow circle of doom.
So that's, you didn't do anything to cause that. The computer is is acting up, you know? But that puts you into trauma.
It's true. It's true, Ron. And, you know, that's so true because, I mean, when you think of trauma, I mean, you immediately think of like a car crash or something awful or an injury, but it can also be something like your computer crashes and you lose all your data or you see something that upsets you. So all of these things can be traumatic.
Yep.
So it doesn't have to just be something like extremely physically painful or jarring in that sense.
Okay, so next one.
So I was thinking, since we're talking about this, maybe we could do victim body, because if you've been through a trauma, chances are you feel like a victim because of what's happening to you. So maybe we could do that as a sample and see how people feel.
Okay, so here we go, victim body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, you have to think of your situation, naturally. I didn't say that initially, but you have to always pick something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next one, Elizabeth.
And the reoccurring events barcode removal. But I don't know if we could do
a good
sample of that. Okay.
Yeah. So here we go. I don't know if we have any text on that or not. That'd be good to read, but I'll do the clearing.
Okay,
so
I'll check while you do it.
Okay, so here we go. This is the stuff happens clearing, you know? The smelly stuff. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. We'll just see if we have any text on that here.
We
so,
do
yeah, things
have.
Happen beyond your control. So that could be the barcode. Okay. And the reason why you would do that clearing is you go, you know, this happens to me every Monday, you know, or something, or man, you know, I have a personal little storyline, and once that gets triggered, all these things happen to me, and I know it's going to happen, and, you know, is that a barcode? Because everything kind of lines itself up, and I'm on the escalator or on the conveyor belt or whatever. On the downward spiral, okay? And that's kind of how that works. And then you get out of it, and you go, geez, I did that last week, or I did that last 6 months, you know? Uh-oh. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, we don't have any text on those two. Actually, there's two. There's recurring events, problematic situation barcode removal. And if you type into the search box barcode, you can find that one. And also, there is the problematic event release clearing, and that's a whole lifetime clearing, which
I
feel like,
here, problematic
yeah,
event.
Maybe we should do that one since we haven't hardly ever talked about that one.
Okay, so this is a sample of that, problematic event. So this would not be the barcode. This is just when something happens to you. It's a different clearing. So here we go. So releasing this. Give you one situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just see how you're doing. And the reason why we requested that you walk around is because a lot of times these energies hold your muscles in a certain way, making you more tense. Naturally, when you have a problem with a muscle, you may not know that it's hurting. Sometimes, you know, you have an actual ache or pain. Well, that muscle is probably holding your body out of its physical alignment. So your bones are all being taken out of place. So when you do the clearings, as you walk around, outside in your bones may actually hear some popping and cracking and stuff, and they're put back to where they're supposed to be. So the clearings can do a structural alignment on you. And, you know, you don't know where these energies are being held in your body, okay? Maybe you get migraines. Maybe your leg goes out of whack every once in a while. You have a hip condition or something, or you walk and all of a sudden you twist your ankle. And that's because these bodies are probably stuck there with energy. And once you release it, all of a sudden it can start to heal and maybe your problem can go away. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And it's the event barcodes can really wreak havoc on your life, especially if you are have a barcode and it keeps going off and you're like, why does this keep happening to me? I don't understand. Probably because you have some kind of a barcode on you. And someone on the fast chat said, I ran timeline crashes on a nasty fall I took last week, was in pain everywhere that night, and after the timeline crashes, I woke with no pain. It was amazing. And the reoccurring event is next on her to-do list for falling.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah. People don't realize how powerful the timeline crash is, okay? And that's why you want to get in there, you know. First kind of maybe figure out what body it's in. Maybe do that clearing, if you know that. But if you're just a newbie and you go, man, I'm just listening to this here. And, you know, yesterday I stubbed my toe and it hurts a lot. And, you know, how do I get that healed? Do I go in and do, you know, some type of healing on it or whatever? Well, do that timeline crash. Get in there and just do a week of timeline crashes. You don't have to do a month, probably. Just get in there and say, I'm going to just try just for the heck of it, you know, and make sure that you put time into it. Don't just do one or two of them, you know. Get in there, and it depends how much pain you're in. If you're in a lot of pain, then, you know, do maybe a couple hundred or more, you know. Maybe we can see how many timeline crashes the person did for falling. That sounds like it's a pretty bad thing. It's probably more than 1 acre pain in the body. Maybe they had to do 500 of them. I don't know. Maybe they can enter in there how many they did. And, you know, maybe they need to maybe do some more. I don't know. But we'll just see what they say. But typically, if you got something going on in your life and you don't like it, you know, I'd probably get in there and do 1,000 of them. And you can put up more screens on your monitor with the exact same clearing, okay? I don't normally recommend probably more than 4 screens. Some people have done more, but it all depends how your body can handle the energy, okay? 4 screens for most people seem to be okay of the same exact clearing, or we'll just say like doing a copy and paste. And that's for you, for your one situation, okay? So, back to you.
Okay, and the timeline crashing, I would imagine it's kind of like whether you want to go get one of those 5-minute massages in the chair at the nail salon, or do you want someone to come up to you and give you like a deep tissue Swedish massage for like an hour? That's kind of like the difference. So if you're doing like one or two, it might help you a little bit, but you really have to kind of get in there and sort of really commit to doing the timeline crashes. Like, you're really on the table. You're really getting in there and you're doing all of those timeline crashes in order to get yourself out of those timelines for good. And you kind of have to
another way to look at it, the commitment. You are already to your situation. Okay. You're committed to that pain and the agony and whatever else you're going through. You are 100% committed because you're in that soup bowl. And the timeline crashes, since you're replicated out on timelines with probably the same occurrence happening to you, and that gets copy and pasted on you, you can get out of that situation on the timeline, and probably it'll go away and vanish. So where do you want to put your commitment? You know? So back to you.
Yeah, and also since Ron, if you're just joining us, Ron just did samples of trauma victim reoccurring events. And the other one I just thought of this, Ron, maybe we could do a pain body in case the trauma that you experienced did actually cause you physical pain and it wasn't just, you know, the blue screen of death on your computer.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Releasing pain. So think of your pain that you could have, physical pain, releasing that. So one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, reason going a little different here. If for some reason you've been doing clearings, and we'll just say that you had your situation and you've been doing clearings for, let's say, the last year, and you did maybe 10 different types of clearings, maybe you did half a dozen whole lifetime ones and other ones, and you're feeling better, but you don't feel like, I'm still dealing with this here. Well, then do the magnetic twisted body clearing if you've done some whole lifetime clearings. Now, if it's a physical condition that you have, then it's, I would get on the body jumpstart. You can do the magnetic twisted body one, but I think for like $50 more, you can get on the body jumpstart. And I think you get like maybe four or five clearings with that in addition to that one. So definitely do that one. And maybe that can help you because you're getting so much more on that clearing. But, that's the way it works. Because when you do those clearings where you get to those 108 bodies in alignment, all of a sudden what you have may just get back into perfection so your spirit can heal you. Otherwise, if they're not connected properly to your energetic system through your spirit, and if they're turned sideways, they won't have a healing, 100% one anyway, we'll say. They will maybe have a 10 or 20% healing, and you can keep doing the unlimited version forever. But that body's not in alignment to get light brought into it, okay? 100% from your spirit, then you're not going to have any results typically that you're looking for. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not that it won't work, but it's possible that could be that situation. So always, every 6 months or year or something, you may want to do the magnetic twisted body clearing. And that can help you. Remember, the aliens want to take those bodies and goop them up so you never get healed. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great point. And I'll just, let's see, is the 108 bodies, I just want to find out the official name for that. It's the magnetic and twisted body alignment. And I can read some text on that if you want, Ron, to sort of clarify.
Sure. Wonderful.
Okay. All right. So our physical body is made up of 108 individual invisible energetic bodies. These individual bodies can become positioned incorrectly in a variety of ways. This situation results in an interruption of body energy flow, and so healing can become very difficult. Most of us have at least 20 of these invisible energetic bodies positioned incorrectly. This clearing will put the invisible energetic bodies back into their correct position. You may go through this clearing doing as many bodies as you wish, up to 108. It is recommended that you do a minimum of 20. This clearing is for your physical body, not your spirit, but will end with spirit infusion into the corrected invisible bodies you have cleared. So maybe we could do one magnetic body realignment sample for everybody. Like, Ron, if you want to pick a number, we could see if that body's okay.
We'll see what somebody suggests. We'll wait for somebody to come online and give
you a number.
Okay,
great.
So we're waiting for a number.
Pick a number from 1 to 108, and we will... Ron will straighten that body out for everybody as a sample. And someone on the fast chat, the CLS chat, is saying, I felt fantastic after I did the magnetic twisted body clearing straight through all day until 10 p.m. It really is a powerful clearing. And somebody else is working on timelines for falling and working on 1,000 timeline crashes for ringing in my ears now.
Great.
So thanks for letting us know. And that magnetic twisted body, somebody's suggesting number 53, Ron.
Okay, here we go, 53. So we're going to reposition that in you. So these bodies are like turned typically counterclockwise, okay? And they can be turned around and around and around. So here we go. I'm going to count to 100 just to get it so it's pointed forward. in the special way that it needs to be. And here goes. So everybody will have their own body number 53 readjusted. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You might feel something move inside of you. This is what most people feel like, an internal earthquake. Or you might feel like, you know, just kind of a weird feeling. I don't think you're going to feel typically upset or nauseous or something, but you may feel something moving. So there's part of it. Here we go. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Now, some people actually break out into the body gets very, very hot, and they can turn into a sweat. So now we're going to get it so it's pointed. So it could be upside down, okay, or twisted. So I'm going to count to 50 for being upside down, and then I'll do it for being twisted. So twisted is like a corkscrew. The first part was just getting it, the whole body turned around properly, okay? So the next one will be being twisted. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And now it could be upside down in you. These are the three main variations that can happen. So here we go. I'll count to 50 again for being upside down. And that'll be a corrected body alignment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So that body should be correct. Now we're going to do a spirit infusion. Could call it spirit integration. It's the same thing, just different ways we talk about it. So here we go. That one I'm going to count to 100 on. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think 90.
90.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. So, see how you people are feeling. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's so cool, Ron. Thank you. And that was just a sample of the 108 bodies, magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing. And if you would like to go further, you can check that clearing out for yourself on creationlightship.com. So somebody on the fast chat is saying, thanks for the clearing samples. May I run the archive show multiple times to receive healings?
The archives only work 3 times total. So if you listen to any archives and you did an emotional healing, for instance, then if you went on to 3 different programs or the same program, it'll only work 3 times total. And after that, you're just going to be hearing the words being said about the clearing.
Okay. And also, Ron, I should point out, too, that these are just samples, and
yes,
if you are feeling something, like, you can go back and listen to the archive, and like Ron said, up to 3 times, you'll get the healing benefit, but it is only a sample, so it doesn't actually clear out your issue in its entirety. It's a great way to get started and get your feet wet, but if you're having reactions to any of these clearings that Ron's doing, or if you're feeling relief from them, then it's probably a good idea to make a note of that and go back in and really do the whole lifetime clearings that these samples all relate to. So my nose is really running. Does anybody else have any reactions they'd like to tell us about, either via fast chat or email? So let us know. And I guess we should move on here because we are just about ready to wrap up within the next 10 minutes here on the show. So, Ron, I think maybe the next group of clearings we could talk about are anger, self-sabotage, and pain. So you could be angry because of something happening in your life. You could be angry at yourself for, I don't know, people are always angry at themselves for any number of reasons, for how their lives are going to, they should have done this or that. So that can be a form of self-sabotage or self-anger. And then pain, because I think a lot of people don't know how to process pain, so they get angry.
Okay, so we'll do a, or they induce pain on themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Situation, yeah, they sabotage themselves to hurt themselves. So here we go, let's do anger. And here we go, think of a time that you were angry. And I'm going to release that one particular situation. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That wasn't too bad. I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And self-sabotage. Here we go. Same issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Now, the pain one is, you probably have seen this. Maybe you even react this way. You know, you've seen people get really, really upset. And so they somehow, like you can see in movies where somebody maybe hits a physical person because they're upset, or maybe they just, you know, take their fist and knock it through a wall or something. Well, how's that going to feel? I guess if you're a martial artist, you might have the schooling and training where maybe it won't physically hurt you. But if you're a regular person, you may have some broken bones afterwards, especially if you were going to hit the wall and you actually, instead of, you know, hitting the wall, you know, the sheetrock or whatever, you hit the stud behind it, you know. That would be pretty bad. Now you got a broken wrist, and now you have pain. So, and then you go, oh, man, I really self-sabotage myself this way. So here we go, releasing pain. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And so there we go. Wow. Pretty
wow,
heavy.
Wow, pretty heavy, yeah.
Pretty heavy, yeah.
Yeah, so the self-sabotage clearing is a relatively new clearing, and it seems like that one would be a great complement to doing the anger and pain body clearings. And it's, I guess it's really, you have to try to get to the root of what is causing those issues. So that could be heavy for a lot of people, because I think self-sabotage, I mean, unless you're actually physically hurting yourself, like causing pain to yourself, like Ron said, sometimes it's hard to understand that you are actually doing that. You can often blame a lot of situations and people, and it could actually be something that is self-created. So if you think that might be the case, that's a great clearing to get on and do. And let us know how you're feeling, too, in the fast chat. So, Ron, this is so wonderful. We've covered so much ground tonight, and I'm wondering if we should maybe do a couple of alien clearings for people and then kind of maybe do those, and then maybe some towards the end of the show we'll wrap up with maybe like a courage and hope clearing maybe.
Okay.
But if you want, we should maybe do, like, alien samples for people.
Okay, so the one that most people have stuff with, not you know, all of them you have. These are all free ones, but the Alien Connector, head connector one, is a real big one because that's how they connect to you along with other stuff. But we'll just use that one. The orb clearing is a good one to get too. But
orb clearing?
The head connector. Let's get those off. So if your head starts to feel a little better, maybe you're a little dizzy right now and you don't know what to do, or it was earlier in the day, head connector is a good one. And then we have the alien mind fog. So we'll do the head connector first. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Releasing some of your head connectors. And we'll do the mind fog. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the alien satellite. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And then we have other mind stuff going on clearings, but those are ones that we'll just do right now. And let's do a clearing. We have the hope clearing on the website. Oh, I don't normally talk about that one, but it's there. So if you're in complete despair, maybe after listening to this program or something, you know, at the news, and you go, oh, no, you know? So let's do the hope one. So here we go, hope clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I guess we could play with those letters, you know. We got, well, I don't know. Never mind. I was going to do letters. For hope, in case there's something that you're not receiving this clearing, okay? So let's do, this would be on the natal barcode clearing, where you have letters that you can clear. So let's clear the H on hope. Maybe you wanted to have hope, and you go, I just don't get it. You know, well, maybe those letters in that word is preventing you from having that clearing. In fact, just going completely sideways, maybe it might be great when you do a clearing, like an emotional clearing. If you have that natal chart one, the unlimited, go in and clear those letters on emotions, okay? Put those in. So here's the hope. Releasing the H, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The O, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The P, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the E, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. And so we have hope. What was the other clearing that we wanted to do?
We haven't really talked about this one either on the courage clearing.
Courage. Okay. Here we go. Courage. So clearing this energy to activate what's preventing you from having courage. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we could do something really quick here. Maybe we'll say that you had somebody, a good friend of yours died, or maybe they moved away. And so you can't get a hold of them any longer. Their telephone line doesn't work. No more email. You don't know where they went. They fell off the planet. You feel like they're still alive because you're using your sensory body to check that or whatever, you know. And, you know, whatever you're doing. But you just feel in despair. So here we go. Let's do a loneliness clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Maybe you felt betrayed because they left you, so we'll do this one here. Another category of what you're dealing with, so betrayal. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And maybe you got sadness. I think we have a sadness clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Anything else we could do there?
How about a desire wanting clearing?
Okay, here we go. Desire wanting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and if you do have somebody that is no longer here, you definitely want to do the you know, if they're, you know, not living, you want to do that emotional body one, deceased loved one's emotional body, get that emotional body taken care of. If the person left, you know, fairly soon or recently, we'll say, or they're going to be, then you want to do the spirit one. So that needs to be done, I would say, you know, no later than a month, typically within a week or two after they're no longer living. So what do you think we should do? Mind a heart drop here and close the show? Do you have anything to add?
Yeah,
it
has been an awesome show, Ron, really. And it's so great to get all these samples for everybody. So this is a great show to bookmark. And I'll just turn it over to you, and we can do the mind to heart drop and just kind of end. And just should mention that we have radio shows on BBS Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Ron does weekly calls on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So check out creationlightship.com for more info. And also just wanted to mention really quick the clearings that Ron just did. All the alien clearings are available as free samples. So you can access those on the left side of creationlightship.com, alien head implant removal, mind fog. So definitely, if nothing else, just get on and do those free samples for yourself and see how you feel.
Okay, here we go. So mind a heart drop, and you got to command your spirit, naturally, to do this for you. Because you can't do it in your head, can't do it in the mind energy, because then you're not in the now. So you want to have your spirit do this for you. So you're going to take the thoughts in your head, that monkey mind, the chatter, whatever you want to call it, that takes you away from your peace, and drop those into your heart, and then you're peaceful. No thoughts, you're peaceful. And you know that you're peaceful when you are being creative, and you're not really thinking too much, and you're just doing what you're doing, okay? And then you're at peace. So here we go. Dropping down, taking your stuff in your head. So stuff bothering you right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Excuse me. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okie dokie, everybody. So we'll see you hopefully tomorrow on our conference call to getting rid of energetic cords off you. Those I normally do for about an hour and a half, typically. It'll be an hour for sure, maybe an hour and a half, and you feel better. So, back in New York, probably say in about a month from now, at the New Life Expo starting on the 17th. So, we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Elizabeth. And hopefully you're all doing wonderful. Bye, everyone.